Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
From Autosport.com and Autosport Magazine, I'm Martin Lee, and this is the Autosport Podcast. Earlier today, McLaren revealed their MCL60. Yes, they're breaking with their naming convention and celebrating the team's 60th anniversary of their 1963 founding. Their launch event was at Woking, and they presented their new driver, Oscar Piastri, alongside team leader, I guess we'll call him that, Lando Norris, and their new team principal, Andrea Stella, who takes over from Andrea Seidel, who's going to Sauber/Alfa Romeo/Audi, call it what you will. This was very much an evolution in terms of the concept that began with their previous vehicles, with some additional details to the downwashing on the side pods, and also a change to the front end slightly. But there's no doubt these cars will look different in shakedown, they'll look different in testing, they'll look different when they roll out for the first time at the beginning of the season as well. But we are seeing some new details on these cars, so we dispatched our man Luke Smith to McLaren HQ in Woking, and I had a chat with him earlier on for our YouTube channel.
Good morning, Martin. Well, yeah, a lot of it has been about the history of McLaren today. They're renaming the car out of sequence for this year, the MCL60, 6 years since Bruce McLaren founded the company. And the launch was a lot about the history of the team, but also about the future. There's been a lot of off-season change that I know we're going to get into. And the car behind me, they're going to be racing this season. As with most of the cars this year, it is an evolution on what they had last year. There's definitely a noticeable amount of change around the side pod area. I think we're going to see that being a running theme throughout launch season. And they've kept a lot of the black carbon areas. We know why teams did that last year for weight saving. I think a similar story again this year. But overall, the car, it looks great. The drivers are excited. The team's excited. A lot of it is about the future and where they're building towards. But this is nevertheless a really important year for McLaren.
Lots of off-season changes. We had the Red Bull launch already, a very smiley Daniel Ricciardo on stage back in Red Bull team colours, but Andrea Seidel management out of the team as well. Oscar Piastri in and Andrea Stella promoted. What's the vibe in that building that you're in right now as a result of all these changes?
It's honestly pretty good. Like, the changes that they made over the winter, Zak Brown said it felt like it was pretty much overnight, because it was. The plan was always for Andrea Stella to step up into that team principal role. So it's something they've been planning for some time. And it was a question I put to Lando Norris as well. What are the vibes like in the team? And this is what he had to say about it.
I would say seamless from my perspective. And I think even from everyone that's working here, I guess it's quite a senior role. It's a big role to have changed. I'm probably a little bit by surprise for everyone. But at the same time, there's no one that I know better to have fulfilled that role than Andrea. He's a guy who's been in Formula One for many years. A very down-to-earth, hard-working guy. And I think already given everyone a fresh new perspective, a clean sheet on how we go about racing, how we can improve as a team, both from a car side of things, but also off the track, having the mentality we need to fight against Mercedes, Ferrari, Red Bull. And we have a car that can fight there, how we can perform as a team. And I think everyone's got a better mentality. And like you said, the vibe is, I think, better than ever. Everyone's still as motivated as ever. It's just these extra things which we're trying to work on, but it just takes time. You know, that's the life of Formula One. It just takes time. And you got to be patient. But we have a good plan in place. Everyone's working extremely hard. Everyone's got good roles to play, and hopefully that all comes together this season.
Yeah, he's certainly really happy entering this year as a team leader and his fifth season. How is that possible? It seems like 5 minutes ago, but it is getting more and more experienced all the time. How is he feeling about taking up that frontline role alongside a rookie teammate? That's worked out pretty well for McLaren in the past, but how big a season is this for Lando?
It is a very big season for Lando. He's well up for that role, embracing it as the team leader. Zach Brown called him a veteran during their introductions, which for a young man of 23 years old is quite strange to hear. But as you say, it's his fifth season in Formula One now. And I think he's really going to be the man leading McLaren forward this year. He knows the team. His stock has just been rising and rising with every single season. Zach Brown gave him the shot as a rookie back in 2019. And that decision has really always paid off. He knows what it takes to fight at the very front of the grid. We've been seeing that. He knows that he's going to have to be patient with McLaren. It'll take a bit of time. But it's quite clear talking to Zach Brown that there's real confidence in what Lando can do, that he can take another step forward with the team this season. And this is what Zach had to say about Lando and his hopes going into 2023.
You know, he continues to impress us. He's getting better and better. And as you said, he's only 23. I'm looking forward to seeing Oscar, race with him. I think Oscar giving him a good push will always help, kind of take you to the next level. So hopefully they're very competitive with each other. And, he's certainly capable of winning races, as he's demonstrated in the past. Unfortunately, we didn't execute in the one opportunity that we had, but he'll have plenty more opportunities to win, and looking forward to winning races with him.
I reckon getting Lando signed up on a long-term deal was one of the smartest bits of business in Formula One for Zach and his team. But let's not forget about the other big bit of business they did, and that is Oscar Piastri. So much said about his arrival prior to getting into the Formula One paddock, and we still haven't seen him turn a wheel in anger yet, though. The contract saga last year, his junior CV, one of the most impressive on the grid. You've spoken to him today. How is he feeling about his rookie season?
Very upbeat, yeah. Oscar's really integrated himself into the McLaren team very, very quickly and very, very well by the sounds of things. Andrea Stella, the team principal, he said that Oscar's quite unhappy at times in terms of he wants more and more, and he said that's a really good trait to have in a driver. Oscar himself, as you say, there was a lot said through the contract saga last year, and just before we started filming, he said, I'm glad to just be getting down to business now, and it's a really good chance to do his talking on track, which I'm sure he wants to do this year. And again, we had a chance to chat to Oscar, and this is what he had to say about his hopes going into this year and why he's finally glad to just be talking about the racing and not all the off-track stuff.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to just getting out there on track, and I'm glad that everything that happened last year is behind us now. Just really happy to be with McLaren and to be finally making my F1 debut.
And looking at all the history of the team as well, that was part of the sort of introductions and everything, what does it mean to you to be the next sort of chapter in that history?
It's a very special feeling. Obviously, it's our 60th anniversary this year. Looking back at the history, at the launch there was pretty special. You know, you've got names like Senna, Prost, Bruce himself. It's very special to be part of that history and to be that next chapter is really exciting for me, and hopefully have a good career here with McLaren.
Well, there he is in McLaren colours. But McLaren, not a dead cert for an amazing result this year. They did slip to fifth in the standings last year. But on the bright side, the only team outside the big three to score a podium. So you've been there today. You've had a good look around the car. You've talked to all the key players. What do you think McLaren can realistically expect from their 23 campaign?
I think the goal has to be progress. They've made quite clear that 2024, that's going to be the year that all the infrastructure, the new wind tunnel and everything like that really does come online, and they got the chance to put everything together and make that big, big step forward. But until then, Zach Brown, he said that they've made these steps forward over the last few years, even without all of these things in place. They've been able to do a lot of hard work, get some really good results, that famous 1-2 at Monza, of course. I think overall, though, it's about getting to be best of the rest once again. They lost P4 in the championship last year to Alpine. Lando Norris is quite open about the car being quite unsuited to his driving style. So I think a bit more consistency on that front, making sure the aero efficiency, that was a big thing Andrea Stella said they want to work on, is improved for this year, will really help them take that step forward over Alpine. Otherwise, I think, making a big break, winning races against the likes of Ferrari, Mercedes and Red Bull, it might be a little bit tricky at this stage. But overall, the main thing for them this year will be progress and hopefully regaining that best of the rest ranking in fourth place.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks, Luke. I was up at Silverstone a couple of weeks ago recording a podcast with Karun Chandok for his Big Questions podcast. That's online right now. And you can't help but see when you're at Silverstone all the building work going on with Aston Martin. And it's going to be a big year for them as well. That's your job right now. Jump in the car, head up to Aston Martin, and Have a look at what they are unveiling a little bit later on today. You can join us on this channel for that video. And what do you think of McLaren's chances this year? We'd love to know from you in the comments below. Have they got one of the best driver pairings on the grid? What if Piastri shows Norris what the car can do? What does that mean for Lando's career and possibly being a future world champion? And we'd love to know what you think in the comments below, so let us know. Thank you for watching this. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel if you love these launch videos, because we've got another one coming oh so soon for you. And we'll see you on the next one.
Sports Social Podcast Network.